Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Well, welcome to church, everyone. And if you're watching with us online, a special welcome to you as well. We are thankful that you have joined us. And everyone in the building, can we welcome those who are joining us via the screen this morning? It's great to have you joining us for church as well. We are one church in many different rooms right now as people watch all across the state and across our country and even indeed across the world, which we know there are people that are joining us from over the other side of the world, which is a wonderful thing as well. There are many joining us who are on holidays, as Chris said, and he omitted the hotels. I wonder if there are people who are staying in a bit more than the camping. You know, not everyone is a big camping fan. Am I right? Some people like to, you know, not worry about that too much and go to the pool. That's fine as well. But I wanted to encourage us as we come to... get excited about the word. That's it, my boy. Good job. That we don't just attend church, right? We don't just come along or we don't just watch it. And watching church is one thing that we need to be careful of as well, because the tendency can be for it to just be on in the background, or we might flick it on out of convenience or whatever that is. But we need to come expectant that we are here to encounter the presence of God this morning, right? Or encounter the presence of God wherever you are right here today. And I was, you know, we are changed by His Word and continually are changed by His Word. And let us come with that attitude when we come to church or whether we tune in online, even in the future. We need to prepare our hearts as we come. God, on this new day, what do you want to say? Ask yourself that question. Ask Him that, God, on this new day, what do you want to say? And I've been thinking about this question on a whole with, you know, the COVID news taking over the news cycle again and something we see consistently over the last couple of years. God, what is the new that you want to do in 2022 is what I've continued to ask myself. Not what are we going to be stuck in, but God, what do you want to do this year in my life and through my life? Let's move into this year with expectancy for what God is going to do. Amen? Anybody? Amen. Come on. God has more for us. Just as the Israelites followed the fire by night and followed the cloud by day, our response is to simply follow God where He is leading. I've spoken to a number of people about this year, and many have been optimistic about what it holds, but some don't hold much hope in moving forward. But as Christians, though we know that although we need to be aware of what is going on, we need not be overcome by it. Be aware, but do not be overcome, because we live for the overcomer, the ultimate overcomer, and we have and continue to overcome. There is nothing that we will face in this world that Jesus has not overcome, and let's remember to maintain that perspective, that He has a plan and He has a purpose for each and every one of us. Come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for that truth. We thank you that in the moments that we live in right now, that you have a plan and you have a purpose for every single one of our lives. Lord God, as we come around your word this morning, we come humbly with our hearts open and ready to receive what you want to say to us this day. So Holy Spirit, we right now open ourselves up to you and your leading. Father, I pray that the words that are spoken this day would come alive as your Spirit breathes on them this morning. Have your way in our hearts. We love you. We adore you. Jesus, you are our everything. And we praise your name this day. And the church said, amen. Open your Bibles with me today to Psalm 103. And I want you to open today. If you're at home, grab your device out or grab your Bible out and open it up to Psalm 103. And Pastor Chris kicked us off this series last week called Forget Not All His Benefits. From Psalm 103, and we're going to read from verse 1 through to verse 7. This is a psalm of David, and it gives us a glimpse into the perspective that David was trying to maintain in his life. This is a man, as Chris pointed out last week, that had a great depth of relationship with God, but who also lived a life that was not void of challenge. He faced his own challenges in life. And I want us to listen to the way that he is challenging his own perspective through these verses, even with a deep relationship with God. And so know that as you read this today, whether you have had a long-standing relationship, a deep-level relationship, or whether this is something you're just figuring out right now, this is something that even with that level, needed to continue to remind himself of. So Psalm 103, 1 to 7. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He says it a second time here. He's telling himself, reminding himself. And forget not all his benefits. Chris made a great point about this part here, that it wasn't, he just didn't say remember, but it was a stronger emphasis. Forget not his benefits. Verse 3, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. I'd encourage you to read through the rest of Psalm 103 today at some point. Maybe have your lunch and sit with your Bible open and read the rest of Psalm 103 and be encouraged by the way David encourages himself. And I want us to take a moment to remember and have gratitude for the character of God as we understand it through this passage here, as revelation comes again. Spurgeon puts us this way when speaking about Psalm 103, and he gives us this picture, this overview in this beautiful language. He says this. He selects a few of the choicest pearls, he's talking about David, selects a few of the choicest pearls from the casket of divine love, threads them on the string of memory, and hangs them around the neck of gratitude. What a beautiful picture. Pearls of love on the string of memory hung around the act of gratitude. And we're going to hone in on a few of these benefits that David talks about here today. And we're going to begin with verse 4. And I want us to note that as David begins to outline these, he begins where he was, where we were. That God forgives our iniquities. That he heals our diseases. That he redeems your life from the pit. These are direct praise points that he begins with. Out of revelation and realization of where he was. I remember where I was. And God, I remember how you came through at that point. You brought me out of it, and I decide to give you praise. What a great song list this morning. Thank you, Ron. Is it Ron, Steph, whoever chose that, man? That living hope. We give you praise. Forget not and give praise. I want to focus in on verse 4 where it says redeemed from the pit. You can put that scripture up again for us. Thanks, Cayman. Verse 4, who redeemed your life from the pit. And I thought about it, and this is really interesting terminology that David uses here about the pit. Because if we have an understanding of what a pit looks like, well, you would often think that coming out of a pit, and I was thinking about a pit, and the first pit that came into mind for me was out of the great Christopher Nolan trilogy, Batman, where he falls in a pit, you know, and there's two, I see some nods, and there's two moments in this, one where he falls into a really small, dark, deep pit, and another one where he's in this massive pit. But the thing about a pit is, you would think that the logical moving forward out of that is to be lifted up out of the pit. Yet David doesn't use this terminology. He says redeemed from the pit. Wonder why? Forgives our sins, heals our diseases, and redeems your life. And that redeeming word there means to buy back out of debt, to buy back out of debt or slavery. He redeems your life. He buys it back. He pays the price. And we obviously understand now what David didn't at that point in time, that Jesus Christ was the one. Jesus on the cross paid that price that you and I simply could not pay, so that we may be brought up out of the slavery to sin and into relationship with God the Father. And David is really giving us a picture of salvation here. We are forgiven, we are healed, made right with God, and we are redeemed from the pit. From the pit. And have that image of the pit in your mind again. A pit is dark, it is deep, it is cold, it is wet, there is no light often. The Hebrew word for the pit here means this, the corruption and destruction related to a grave or a pit. In effect, what David is saying is to be redeemed from the pit is to be saved from death and the grave. And in today's words, we understand that we are saved from the pit of hell by the redemptive power of Christ's death on the cross. And I know that's strong language, and we don't hear that so often. The enemy doesn't like us talking about it in plain state like that. To shine a light on the fact that without Christ, that is our fate. It's revealing what Satan wants to keep hidden. But I want you to remember today that through Christ you have been redeemed from that pit. Through Christ. I wonder if some of you today feel like you are sitting in that pit. The thing about a pit is that the way out is up, that need to be lifted out, but there is no way forward when you are in a pit. And it might feel like you are stuck. And I had this word when I was praying out the back last week as well, that there are people that are entering into this year, into 2022, and that you feel stuck, where there is no way forward. It's a dark place when there's no way forward. I know if many of you remember the series that we did at the start of last year in March called Broken, Not Forgotten. We heard these stories, these testimonies from people who found themselves in a difficult position. And some of them would have felt like they were actually in a pit. They were stuck with what was going on in their lives at the moment. There was darkness and seemingly no way forward. But the hope that was found in those stories was that God never left their story. God never left. And He is working even when we feel stuck. And what David is trying to say here is, yes, there is a pit. But it wasn't me who got myself out of the pit. And I think that's the risk sometimes, was when we find ourselves in a position where we are stuck, is that we look to our own strength to pull ourselves up out of that pit, whatever that pit might be for you. But what David is saying is here is it wasn't myself, but it was God who redeemed me from that pit. He is the one who has brought me up. He is the one who has given me new life that I may walk forward again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. I was going to confirm some of this with one of our tech guys, and I probably should have done that, but I'm going to talk to you anyway about this. The cloud, right? The cloud. Does anyone know what the cloud is? You know what the cloud is? I mean, do you really know what the cloud is, though? Nah, we don't know, do we? The cloud is some mythical thing in the air that captures all of our data and brings it back to us at convenient times and sometimes not so convenient times. The cloud is a principle in computing that is something that's been around for actually many years, like many, many years. But it's only over the last 20 years it has become what we know it to be today. We are so reliant in this day and age on the fast access and transfer of data, right? None of which would be deliverable without these cloud services. Everything that you access on the internet has to be stored somewhere. The cloud is simply a fancy name for a data center. A huge warehouse full of drives that store all this information. There is always a physical location for all that information that's flying around in the air. And I want to give you one example of the quantity of this data. This is only a small example. Right now we are streaming this service to YouTube, many people watching it on YouTube. And that is being uploaded to YouTube where it will be stored and it will be accessible for the future. That's part of the convenient factor of it. YouTube users, as of a couple of years ago, for every hour that goes by, are uploading 30,000 hours worth of content to YouTube. Now, a couple of years on, that's in 2019, I am sure we are doing much more than that now. You cannot watch, you would have to watch. Does anyone watch or listen to things at like 1.5 speed or 2x speed? Just to get, yeah, we get through it a little bit quicker. You would have to watch all of YouTube at 30,000 speed to actually watch all of the content that is actually being uploaded at the moment. And then we come, for us, to that annoying moment on our devices sometimes where it says, iCloud storage full, your storage is full. And for some of us, that's annoying for a day. For some of us, that's annoying for many years as it continues to show up on your phone every day. The disk is full because they're paying for your data and they want you to pay for the storage of your data as well. There is not an unlimited amount of storage. The cloud may seem that way, but there is not an unlimited amount of memory to store all of this data. And David in this psalm is having a moment of reflection. He is reminding himself of the truth. And it would serve us well to follow this model. When it comes to your past, what you've learnt and what you've done, point one, is that we need to choose what we decide to remember. We, like the data center, don't have an unlimited capacity. There will be things in your life that you need to choose to remember and choose to forget. David here is listing these things. I am choosing what I'm remembering right now. There is sin, he chooses to remember. That there is disease, he chooses to remember that there is death. He doesn't deny any of these things that they exist. And the Christian life is not simply about waltzing through life, denying on what's going on around us. We are here for a purpose. But after he has chosen what to remember, the second point, more important, is that we need to choose how we decide to remember it. There is sin, he says, but God forgives. There is disease, but we serve a God who heals. There is death, but God has redeemed us from the pit. And as we think about that pit experience that we might be in or the hard times that we've had in the past, how we remember that is the lesson we want to take from what David is saying here. University was a time in my life that was educational in some aspects, and the lessons I learned were not educational at the same time. And with my university days, I actually went, put in a couple of preferences to get into the uni course that I wanted to attend, doing primary school teaching. And unfortunately, I didn't get into the first one that I went, and or the second one, and I think it was down near the bottom of the list, was the one that I actually got into. And I remember this time in my life, and there was a few low moments for me. I was disappointed with the situation. I was disappointed because what I saw on a piece of paper in those scores, in those marks that I got, was saying to me that I'm not good enough for what I believe God wanted me to do. It was such a lie, such a lie. But there was disappointment for me in those moments. I had questions about my future. I had questions about my career. I had questions about my own self-worth and really what God wanted to do in my life in general. But it's over the years that I have remembered those times and I have remembered the what, but I have shifted the way, I've shifted the how in that I remember it. I remember what occurred, but I remember it in a way that God was leading and guiding me to the future that he had planned for me. I don't know where, and I wonder if you can put, you can signpost a few moments in your own life where you came to a point and this didn't go as planned. And you remember that time and you have now hindsight to look back on that and see, well, that was actually a point in time where it could have gone one of two ways. And God, I'm thankful because you have led me to the point that I am right now. And I certainly remember that time. It is the how that has transformed my memory of that time. How I remember it. God, in his great wisdom, can choose to reveal the way that he was at work through those times so that your memory would be redeemed. And thirdly, David goes on to show us what we need to, that we need to move forward, not backward. He has just looked at the rescue aspect, but the rescue is not the end of the story. Being pulled from the pit is not the end of the story. There is a moving forward that is to come. Psalm 103 continues on listing these benefits that we partake in as a result of this redeeming and our obedience. And verse 17 and 18, a little bit further on, if you read it today, you will read this. It says, "But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him. And his righteousness to children's children, to those who," what? Say it with me. "Keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments." Forgiven, healed, and redeemed, and now moving forward in reverent awe and obedience. I want us to now dive into the next three benefits on the list, from verse 4 to verse 5. It says, "Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Just close your eyes for a second. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. And just right now, just allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Perhaps about the memories of the past and the redeeming of those. Perhaps it's a pit that you find yourself in at the moment. Perhaps there's a struggle in trying to come out of that. The strength is not found in you, but in the Spirit. Holy God. Steph, can you come and play, please? Worship team, can you guys come, please? These three benefits are who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. There's a half a message to come, but I just don't think that God wants me to preach that right now. But I think the Spirit wants to move. So just with every eye closed, God knows where you sit right now. God knows the depth of what you are going through right now, both in a physical sense and in your own mind and in your spirit. And he wants to do a work in you this morning, as you would allow him. We're going to sing "You Reign Above It All." Holy Spirit, have your way in us this day. The last one that I had here was that it says, and David says, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And I think that's what God wants to say specifically this morning. It's not a mistake that David has included this as one of the benefits, that even in old age that our youth would be renewed. I love the thought of camp this week for our youth and our young adults as they go away, that there is going to be life, there is going to be energy, there is going to be freshness, there is going to be new experience, there is going to be discovery. And he uses the picture of this eagle, this majestic bird who has quite a long lifespan in terms of birds. And the thing about the eagle is that it continues to molt and it continues to get new feathers throughout its life. It continues to, so that its youth is renewed. It is renewed. It is renewed over and over again. And it doesn't matter what age you are today. You could be 20 and your youth needs to be renewed. You could be 90 and your youth can be renewed by the Spirit at work in you. I was talking to one of the guys from church yesterday, Ken, not here this morning. Hi, Ken, if you're watching. Ken, is old on the outside, but very young on the inside. His passion for God, his passion to let others know about what Jesus has done in him, is evidence of his youth being renewed. And it doesn't matter what age you are right now, God wants to renew you this day so that that excitement, so that that freshness, so that that awe of him that was found in our youth, and our campers will see that this week. As many of them encounter Jesus as their first love this weekend. But for just as many, that it is, there's a renewing for them year on year on year. And in the circumstances we find ourselves in right now, there is tiredness, there is weariness. But right now, by the power of the Spirit, we want to see renewing in people's lives. Forget not his benefits and praise the Lord. This is one of his benefits, is that you can be renewed. As we read the word, that the Holy Spirit makes it come alive to us. Revelation. Come on, let's sing "You Reign." Just where you're at.
You reign above it all. You reign above it all.
Give you praise this morning, oh God.
Over the universe and over every heart.
There is no one.
There is no higher name.
Jesus, you reign.
Jesus, you reign above it.
Come on.
Let all of heaven and the earth erupt in song. Sing hallelujah to the everlasting one. There is no higher name. Jesus, you reign.
Come on, worship team, keep singing.
Above it all.
You reign above it all.
You reign.
Yes, he does. Come on, church, press in. Come on, press in. We give you glory, Lord God. So we allow that renewing to come. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. If that's you today and you want to respond in saying specifically that I there needs to be some renewing in me to my youth, a refining of my first love, with every eye closed, if that's you, I want you to stand. I'm going to pray for you this day. If that's you at the beginning of this year, would you stand with me right now? I need to be renewed. I need to see a renewing in my life. Maybe the difficulty is simply the acknowledgement of it right now, that things have become a little dry and perhaps a little stale in my life. I need to see a renewing. Is that you this morning? Praise your name. Praise your name. I'm just going to give you a minute. If that's you, continue to stand. Thank you, Jesus. At home as well, respond if this is you. And you can stand where you are. I cannot see you, but God can right now. Let me pray. Father, I thank you for everybody who has responded to your call today. Father, you see their hearts and you see the decision, the desire right now for youth to be renewed, for a refining of that first love. And Father, as David has given us that picture of the eagle and the shedding of the feathers, the molting, Lord God, and the new feathers that growth, Lord God, I pray right now, and I really believe that this is a new growth time for you. The Father, in every single person, whether it is old dreams that need to be rebirthed, Lord God, or it is new growth inspired by you, Holy Spirit, that Father, they would know without a shadow of a doubt what you are speaking to them about right now. And Father, I pray that their reliance would not be on what they bring to the table, Lord God, but it would be on you and what your Spirit can do, what only your Spirit can do. So Father, I pray for a fresh anointing upon each one of these people that is standing right now. Lord God, each person that is responding at home right now, that you would restore them, you would renew their youth right now, that they would continue on with an excitement for what you have, for what you have in each one of their lives as we move forward this year. Father, we look forward with anticipation to what this year holds. We thank you, Lord God, that each day is a new day in you, that you have new mercies for us every morning, Lord God, that you have new revelation for us every day. And Father, we are excited for what you are going to do in us and what you are going to do through us in the days and the weeks and the months to come. And Father, we sing this song this morning over the circumstances we find ourselves in, declaring that God, you reign above it all. You reign above it all, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, as we go this day, we do think towards our youth campers and our young adults campers. Father, I pray for your protection over that camp. I pray for every single person that needs to be there, Lord God, that you would make a way for them to be at that camp this weekend. We pray for protection over our leaders, over our cooks, Lord God, over our speakers, over our campers, over the site itself, Lord, that your Spirit would be known, that we would see people come to know you, Jesus, at this camp. We thank you for your provision. And Father, we pray for the many congregation members that can't be here at the moment. We thank you for our church family. And we pray that amongst it all, that you are at the center. We declare that this morning. So Father, have your way in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. Amen.